You may never have heard of Rick Madden, but chances are you've been listening to his handiwork for years. Rick ran the Public Radio Program Fund for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and his choices helped shape the American radio landscape. Rick Madden died of cancer on Thursday. He was 56 years old. Producer Sandy Tolan has this remembrance.
When Mr. Madden came to Washington, only 7 million people a week tuned into public radio. It was 1983, and he wanted to help things grow. Soon, Rick Madden was like a man handing out seed to poor but passionate farmers. He seeded new initiatives, even programs that looked like a gamble, a risky little proposition called Weekend Edition, or a crazy idea for a public radio show on business called Marketplace, or some local talk show host who wanted to go national with something called Fresh Air. But Rick's legacy is not just about hit shows. He understood public radio's core values of shedding light in darkened corners. He seeded scores of programs by and about African Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, Asians, the poor, and the working class. Some, like Latino USA, brought Latino issues to the rest of the country. Others, like Native America Calling, allowed American Indians to talk to each other. He funded countless documentary programs from independent producers who challenged the way we think or opened windows to the way we listen. Anytime you've stayed in your car just to hear the end of something extraordinary, chances are excellent Rick's hand was in it. You could be turned off at first by Rick's bureaucratic shield of audience numbers and thickly written memoranda. But beneath that, he was looking carefully at the ideas and the people who advanced them. When Ira Glass came to him with a proposal for This American Life, Rick Madden said, "It will never work if you can't guarantee stations you'll be here next year, so I'm giving you more than twice what you asked for." And when the Kitchen Sisters approached Rick for their Lost and Found Sound series, Rick, godfather-like, said, "Go talk to one of the big shows, like All Things Considered. Millions of people should hear this. And I insist you take care of yourselves. Add health insurance to your budget." Rick was nothing if not sure of himself. You simply could not win an argument with him. He actually relished endless debate and would never give in. But he always listened, and in his unshakable patience, he forced us to listen and to realize that he was ultimately not just a numbers guy. Yes, he helped public radio signals expand to reach 99.9% of the population, and yes, the public radio audience tripled under his guidance. But Rick didn't just want new listeners. He wanted them to hear the heart of public radio, a transmission of ideas and sounds and voices that only radio could provide. For that, we can be glad Mr. Madden came to Washington in 1983 to occupy a little office in the bureaucracy.
Sandy Tolan is an independent public radio producer.